Well, no, let's, before we take a break, talk to Robert Short, who's with us, because new figures from the Central Statistics Office today show that the amount of energy data centres use surged by a third last year compared to 2020. That's by 265% since 2015. Have I got those figures right, Robert?
Yes, you have, Brian. I mean, it's really quite a big step up, particularly when you compare the figure for 2021 compared to 2020. There was a 32.3%, almost a third of an increase in the electricity consumed. And that other figure you refer to, that's a quarterly figure. So the last quarter of last year compared to the first quarter of 2015, when the CSO first started to collect this type of data. So, you know, over 260-odd percent there, as you mentioned. And it really sort of goes to kind of back up that, you know, back in 2015, the amount of electricity which data centres used as a percentage of the overall electricity consumed was just 5%. Mm-hmm. So last year, that was 14%. And I suppose when you look at the figure for big energy consumers overall, it was 23% of energy consumed in 2021. So that would include other big industrial users. And that has risen by 80% since 2015, I suppose, largely off the back of the increase in data centres. And I suppose just to put this in context and why this is important. So last year, we had a lot of concern expressed officially, both by the CRU, the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, and by Airgrid over the security of supply and the stability of the grid. And they brought in some changes. So there's an effective moratorium now on new data centres. Mm-hmm. For the Dublin area, because they want to spread that load, that demand across the grid. So, you know, obviously there's been a massive change in just the makeup of our electricity grid as data centres have become more important.
How does this, the continuing demand from data centres and generally square then with this objective of having 80% of our electricity generated by renewables by 2030?
Well, I think it sort of puts it, you know, there is a sort of a conflict, if you like, there. There's a perceived conflict because, you know, the demand for electricity will grow, and that will demand, as we rebalance the grid towards renewables, more renewables. But it will also mean more probably gas generated electricity to back up that renewable generation. So those of, you know, an environmental persuasion would sort of look slightly askance at the number of and the amount of demand that's being accounted for by data centres, because that's displacing or adding to the demand which will come from the population there already as the population grows. And look, you're seeing this play out day in, day out. So, you know, as recently as a couple of weeks ago, there was a decision by Ambar Pinola to grant Amazon Web Services planning permission for a data centre on the outskirts of Drogheda, which had been opposed on environmental grounds by Antashka. And that dynamic is probably going to continue.
And just before I let you go, some separate figures on grocery food inflation.
Yes, so some figures from Kantar, which look at grocery figures broken down by the main supermarket chains. And they're saying that about €330 has been added to the annual grocery bill for all of the figures to do with inflation that we've discussed many times in this programme. If you just go back to the most recent figures there, you can see, you know, the price of food overall is up 3%. But when you look at individual items, flour up 10% in the year, bread just over 8%, pasta 9.5%, milk 8.6%, and then margarine and oils, where a lot of the ingredients of which come from Ukraine and Russia, that's up by 10%. So I think grocery inflation generally is something that we're going to be hearing a lot more about over the coming months.
Robert Short, thanks indeed for that.